Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy John Kincaid, who is back home. John, how excited are you to be back home?
Oh, yeah. It's only been like five separate snowstorms around. They have had more snow in Philadelphia this year, this winter, than they've had the last 6 years combined.
So we're blaming you, John, because we've had a lot of snow here, so we're blaming you.
How do you blame a guy from Atlanta the last 25 years? I mean, everybody's saying to me, oh, it's so good to have you home. But I'll tell you, you brought this snow with you. And I said, okay, you failed geography or meteorology, one of the two. Because it's 70, and every day my wife and my daughter sends me pictures of herself in shorts, going, it's nice here, Dad. It's not cold here, Dad. And I'm like, thanks a lot, little brat. It's great to be home, though. It's very, very, very exciting, and it's a blessing to be back talking sports in my hometown after a long time away. So it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's and obviously we'll start with the Eagles because that's a big story in town. And they win the Super Bowl, and now the coach is gone. The quarterback's gone. The quarterback who actually won the Super Bowl is gone. It's been a weird couple of years for Eagles football. Did you feel like they had to move on from Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I think they had to move on from Carson Wentz. I think they had to move on from Doug Peterson, which is crazy. But it was absolutely a disaster area that I walked back in on. And it was funny because I'm doing all my reconnaissance before my show launched in January. Yeah. So I'm renewing a lot of relationships and making a lot of phone calls and checking things out. And I'll tell you, over time, I was a big Doug Peterson defender, and I was more of a Carson Wentz detractor at the time. And I sort of moved more towards Carson, even though I thought it was good that he went. And I moved away from Doug Peterson the more I found out, the more reconnaissance I did, that I believe he lost control of a locker room. And and to me, that's terrible. But somehow, Howie Roseman survives. And I mean, it's just he's like the villain on a soap opera who dies like five or six times and keeps coming back from the dead. I mean, there's somehow Howie Roseman survives. I have no idea how, because he burns the building down, and then somehow he's the guy that people are applauding for getting the hose. I have no idea why he has escaped blame.
John, Howie was there in 06 when I played for the Eagles for a season. I mean, he has survived everything with that team. I mean, is he the problem?
Oh, he's the problem. I think I still have a Dustin Fox jersey somewhere. I'd be lying. What happens is that Howie Roseman allows Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, access. And when Jeffrey Lurie stepped aside after Andy Reid left, and then after a couple of years of Chip Kelly, Andy was like, had sort of kept Mr. Lurie at an arm's distance. And then Chip Kelly was having some success, so Mr. Lurie gave him control like he had given Andy Reid. And then Chip Kelly was keeping Mr. Lurie at arm's length. And so that's where the problem began, you see, because Howie Roseman is smart enough to say, to survive, to keep my job, I'm going to let the owner be a part of everything. I'm going to let the owner think that he's a part of conversations, think that he can hang out with the football guys. Jeffrey Lurie was sitting with the arts kids in the lunchroom in the cafeteria. He wanted to sit with the football kids. And so now Howie Roseman figured out a way. Somehow he got a seat at the football table. I don't know how. Maybe he was a trainer. And then what he allowed to do is Mr. Lurie to come and sit at that table with him. So Jeffrey Lurie somehow is under the impression that he's a football guy. And that has been to the detriment of this franchise. And so Howie, be granting that access. There are other, if you brought in a competent general manager, you brought in a guy with a real pedigree, there ain't any way that he's having the owner sitting in on things that Mr. Lurie gets to have input in. And so that's where the problem began. Jeffrey Lurie started to think he was Jerry Jones. And guess what? Both of them are wrong. Jerry Jones and Jeffrey Lurie.
John Kincaid is with us from the Fanatic in Philly. He returns home to the bad weather. Well, really, there's bad weather everywhere, except for Georgia, Florida, and Hawaii. There's pretty much bad weather everywhere.
Yeah,
that's about
except
it.
Where I've lived for a quarter of a century. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. John, so let me ask you this. Carson Wentz, in his career, he basically had one year where he was great, this past year where he was the worst quarterback in football, and the rest of his time he was kind of middling. So what will he be, your best guess, in Indianapolis?
A hell of a lot better than he was this year. I don't think he'll ever be the MVP candidate he was in 2017, but I think he will be more than successful enough. Is it a cop-out to say, like, top 12 quarterback, top 15 quarterback?
No, I don't think it's a cop-out.
I don't think his judgment – I think his judgment is always going to be off. And I think that's the part of the problem with Carson Wentz is he sees ghosts. And part of that is – I think he got clubbed like a baby seal. I mean, he tears up his knee. He comes back from that. The next year he gets three contusions in his back, including one that was pretty severe. And then the year after that he's speared by that scumbag Jadeveon Clowney in a playoff game. So he has a vicious concussion. And to me, at that point, you're not trusting what the guys in front of you are doing to protect you. And to me, look, I've never played quarterback. I'm not acting like I know something about standing in the pocket. But I can know what I watch. And I watched a guy in 2017 who felt incredibly comfortable back there, who felt confident that the guys in front of him, that were all a really Pro Bowl caliber offensive line across the board, at least three of them, that he felt comfortable and safe. And then the next year it started to degrade. The next year it starts to degrade more. Then you don't trust that, you know, to hold on to the ball that extra second, or to, you know, you think something's coming when it's not because you've been hit so many times. You get your back broken, that's a problem. And so I believe Carson Wentz was betrayed by his own mind and his own psyche, but that came because of other factors. So I can't blame Carson 100% on that.
Where's the irony here with the Eagles hiring Nick Sirianni from Indy, who was the OC, right?
Sure.
In Indy. He leaves Indy to come back to the Eagles, but he was in Philly when Carson Wentz was there, I believe, and Carson's now gone. What do the fans think about Sirianni, that hire? He's 39 years old, young guy, but I mean, obviously had success in Indy.
Well, here's what's funny is, Dustin, is when he did his opening press conference, everybody, Sports Center was bagging on him, and fans were laughing at him, and he became all the memes and the gifs and everything. And here's how I looked at it. I came in Monday and I started my show because that was a Friday. They did the Friday news dump because I think they were afraid that when the man's behind a microphone, it looks like a hostage video. I mean, they were very concerned about that when it was going to come off. So on Monday, I let off the show with three quotes that were ripping the opening press conference. And then I told the audience, oh, by the way, the quotes that I just read you, those were from Andy Reid's opening press conference. Same newspapers, same media outlets, and what they had to say the first time Andy Reid stepped behind a microphone. And they crushed him. So what I've learned is, and it becomes a little sage when you get the great gray hair, is the idea that don't judge someone on their first time in front of the media, because the Philadelphia media clowned Andy Reid and said he doesn't look ready for prime time. The guy's never even been an offensive coordinator. The guy's never called plays. Andy Reid's one of the greatest coaches who ever coached a sideline. So I'm going to withhold judgment, but I've got to tell you, he's going to have to prove it to me. Sirianni's going to have to prove it to me that he's got what it takes. But I don't know, and I don't know, and I've always learned that I'm not going to bag on a guy for what I don't know about him. But I'm waiting to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Right.
John, what about the Phillies, by the way? I mean, it's a little off the radar for us, but I hate their pitching outside of Nola and Wheeler. Their bullpen stinks. I know they added Archie Bradley. That's a tough division. Every team in that division is decent.
Yeah, and I just came from Atlanta, Well, I've had to watch the Braves, and what does Alex Anthopoulos do, one of the brightest minds I've ever crossed paths with in baseball? What does he do? He has guys like Acuna, he has guys like Albies, and he locks them down to these long-term contracts that add numbers that make the Fernando Tatis Jr. deal look like extortion to the Padres. And so, I mean, I've seen how great organizations do it, and as long as I was in Atlanta, I saw that Braves organization, and they're a great organization, and they trade faces out. But they have a core DNA, and they have a philosophy about player development and spending the money there where it needs to be spent and putting emphasis on that in an organization and growing things at home. Whereas the Phillies, let's just say they've betrayed that. They don't have that. They don't have that foundation of the building. So what do? They go out and buy shiny toys. Now, some of the toys they buy are pretty good. Like JT Realmuto is a really nice player. Bryce Harper is a really nice player. But what happens is when you don't have a homegrown talent, you got to go buy talent to just say to people, look what we got. Look what we got. When in reality, you don't have the building blocks, the legs of the stool to support something that I believe is sustainable. Do the Phillies have 85 wins in them? Sure, maybe. But do they have what it would take, I think, to win a six-month horse race in the National League East? Absolutely not.
Correct.
But I will say this. I don't trust the Mets to be anything but the Mets. I think the Braves will be the Braves, and I think the Nats will be fine. And I think that the Marlins and the Phillies look more like the kind of teams that will be middling with some hot streaks and some cold streaks. And, Bull, I know how much you like baseball. And believe me, I feel the same way about that rotation. And to me, that's unbelievable that they're going to go into a season like with Zach Eflin as what they're saying is the third starter, and he's going out there saying, "I think I should be the first, that I have number one starter stuff. I look at myself as the number one starter, and then I look at National Margarita Day today and say I need two of them."
Ooh,
just
I didn't
to
know
read
that.
More of that nonsense. Seriously.
At least.
Hey,
oh
John.
Gosh,
last.
Terrible.
Hey, John. Last thing. So yesterday, Max Homa wins the Genesis Invitational, and he blows the 3-foot putt, right? And he takes a phone call from his wife prior to the playoff. Would you ever do that in the middle of one of your shows? Hey, you're having
my
a bad
wife?
Show. Or anything in life. You're in the middle of something, one of the biggest moments of your life. Let's see. I don't know what it could be. Would you take that call?
Well, I could tell you this, is that Christine and I have, thankfully, 19 years, I've been married, and we have there are certain rules with me. And my wife and my daughter both call me Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory because I have a lot of very weird, like, idiosyncrasies as far as when I'm working or when I'm preparing for things and how I do things. One thing they know is there is no texting or calling during a show. No texting or calling when Dad's on the air. Don't
Got
distract
it.
Me. Because Dad can be distracted like I'm like the fifth grade boy in the back of the classroom and constantly cutting up and disrupting and everything. I need complete focus. And so, like, I don't even have a computer screen in front of me open during a show.
Wow.
I don't go on social media while the microphone is on. I do not have a computer on in front of me.
I may need to take that advice.
I only have my notes in front of me because I am so distractible that can't happen. I would wet my pants if I was going into a playoff and like somebody was like going to like coach me up or give me some sort of moral support. Look, if your wife knows you, hopefully she's given you enough of a support that you don't have to talk to her before a playoff. That's absolutely absurd to me that would go on.
He needed it. He needed it.
It helped
case.
Him.
Oh, get out of here. Get out. I'll tell you this. My wife would say, look, I've seen my husband's golf game. I know he's going to blow it. So I'll be there to comfort him later on. That's what she'd say for me. And I'm in the market for new clubs, by the way. So I'm going to treat myself. I'm treating myself to new clubs. I just don't know what I'm going to get yet, but I'm going to treat myself to some new clubs. So I'm looking forward to that myself. And you guys have some great things going on, by the way, at that radio station. I just want to tell you, I catch you guys sometimes. I'll put it on the radio.com app, and I'll check out what you guys are up to and what Ken and Tony are doing in the mornings. You have some great stuff going on there. So congratulations.
We appreciate really that, man. And congratulations to you going home.
The check's in the mail, buddy.
It's so much fun. And if Andy Roth ever gives you trouble, I've got the blackmail material.
Good.
Oh,
so that,
I mean,
we need the bottom.
You know what? We've developed plenty over the last 10 years, but we could always use more.
Oh, yes. Because you never know. I could be unemployed again sometime. We may, you know, maybe we just turn the tables on.
There you go.
We'll
that's a good plan.
All right, guys.
John, good stuff, man.
Thanks, Johnny.
Take care of yourself, man.
We'll talk to you soon. John Kincaid, always good to chat with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.